Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Greetings. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Today's show... Well, sadly enough, it's going to be dedicated this show to the great John Lewis, who passed away this past weekend. And for those folks who don't know who he was a congressman from Georgia. And he did a lot of things over the last, well, let's just say 40, 50 years. He changed society in many ways, shapes, and form. He always was in a cause. As a white person, I listened to him a lot. Every time he was on television, I was in awe of listening to him. And he was great. The phone number to call in today, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that again. 407-894-1680. Before we get started today, let me introduce the players. To my left, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here. I'm feeling very high tech here. surrounded by speakers and headphones, and David zooming on the other end, and we've got it ready to go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the July 19th edition of, you guessed it, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And that was my co-host, Lynn Golder, and now I turn to my other co-host, who happens to be about 50 miles away from us. His name, co-host, is Dave Hildebrand. David Hildebrand, are you there?
Good evening, everybody. I am here. Yeah, 50 miles just down the street a ways, and hope everybody's doing well. In Radio Land, it seems like it's been a while, a whole month at least.
Yeah.
And happy to be here.
And in the radio studios, in our Spectrum, powered studios by Spectrum, we have the one and only Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw in the studios. Are you there?
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Yeah, that's him.
Doop, 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 doop.
Hey, that's Chris.
That's Chris Shaw.
How you been, Chris?
I can't complain one iota of a bit.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Don't lie to the other sin.
We are... Oh, that's Hank Ballard. There's Hank Ballard, the Midnight is singing. Sing a poppin' time.
Poppin' time.
Is that you singing on that, Chris?
Just a little bit.
Hey, now. Let's get the show moving right now. Hey, folks. Today, the first three callers to call in and talk about something, someone that they heard, or they can tell us about someone that helped to change society, let's just say for the good. But there's not people change society for the bad. We're not talking about them. We want to talk about someone who changed society for the good. The first one that comes to mind, I'll start it by saying the name of Jackie Robinson. In my day, he was a baseball player. He changed society in tremendous ways, shapes, and form. Not only in baseball and sports, but in life, he changed a lot of things. Jackie Robinson. And if you have someone that you can think of that changed society for the good in one way or another, call in at 407-894-1680. And when you call in, the first three, you're going to get a pack. Listen to this. A package of masks. Free mask you're going to get by RB Medical Supplies, which is all made in the United States. What number is that supply? Mask, Lynn?
What number? Oh, the K95.
The K95. These are the real deal. The real
the good ones.
Yeah, the good ones. These are not the cheap ones. These are the good ones. These are the good masks. These are all made in USA. You're going to get a free pack. So if you can think of anyone in society that's changed the society for the good in one way or another, that helps society for the good.
Hey, Michael.
Call in. Yes.
I think you might want to also open it up to the people if they could also call in on people that have been inspirational in their lives, even if they can't think of someone specifically for society.
Well, there's enough people. There's at least three people can say that.
A lot of folks may not know about history wise, but somebody that's actually changed their life in a lot of ways can is good too.
Listen, I left off a lot of people I could have said. I only said Jackie Robinson, but there's a lot of people out there that change society. Not that many, but at least three that help change society. So the phone we're calling is 407-894-1680. Only call in if you know of someone or heard of somebody, or maybe you heard them talk.
Chris, are you there?
Chris, you there? And for those
Chris is taking care of the burning phone lines right now, probably.
And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, want to know what the show is all about, if you're listening on the radio, if you're in the car listening on a car radio, want to know what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. So when the show is supposed to be entertaining you, we're supposed to entertain you, we're supposed to educate you, we're supposed to, well, maybe help you get a job. Maybe tell you something you don't know, didn't know.
All right, well, I'm back.
What else can you think of?
I'm back. Listen, let's go right to our phone line because we got someone
calling in all the way from New York City. Get the rope.
Where?
From New York. From New York. Let's go to
New York, okay.
Our good friend, who's normally down in the south here in Florida, but he's in his, what you call that, Howie, your beach condo home?
Yeah. You're right, Chris.
We got our good friend Howie on the phone line. Howie, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well.
Howie.
And I'm going to give you a historical figure who, for our youth, who I think was changing the country around and unfortunately got killed, and that's JFK.
Yes, it was one of the people I was thinking about, too, Howie. Yes.
See, great minds think alike, Michael.
Well, he was one of the people I was thinking about, JFK.
I'll never forget that, that's for sure.
I'm older than you. I'm 78. And I heard him talking, and I heard what he was doing. And he, not to be political, I'm not trying to get political here, but he was one of the great ones. JFK, John F. Kennedy.
I was sitting in a high school class. I'm not that much younger than you. I am younger. I was sitting in my high school class, and the principal got on the loudspeaker and made the announcement, and there was silence, and it was a Friday afternoon. I don't know if you remember that.
Like it was yesterday.
And it was November 22nd, 1963. And it was a horrible day for the entire country.
Yeah. Well, Howie, you just won yourself a pack of beautiful masks.
K95.
K95 mask from RB Medical Supply Company.
I have to get it right. KN95.
Is that what they're calling?
Yes, guys, stay healthy.
KN95.
So hey, Howie, hold on one moment so I can get some information from you.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Calling in, Howie?
Yeah, give me one moment.
Okay, we have 1 minute to break.
By the way,
tight schedule here.
And everybody, Lynn and I are home. Chris Shaw is in the radio studio. And don't forget, they're powered by Spectrum, the great Spectrum power. The whole studio is powered by Spectrum.
All right, I'm back.
And David Hillebrand, home, and he's about 50 miles away from us in Orlando.
Somewhere
between there. And I think Chris is back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. We got our good friend right here out of Orlando, right around the corner, about maybe 63 miles away from us. The one and only Dr. Sherry. Sherry, how you doing, Sherry?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Miss Braun, what's cooking?
I just want to tell you guys that for some reason Alexa isn't working right now, so I don't know how many. I tuned you in on my phone, so that's how I'm listening, but I want to encourage everybody to like the Blind and Beyond Radio Show Facebook page because we're almost up to 1,000 likes. So jump on your Facebook pages and like it. And I want to say that National Federation of the Blind just had a tremendous convention, and it was wonderful, but now I'm back to reality. So here I am. But
all right.
I hope
we
got
to go to break, Sherry.
Have a great
week. Talk to you a little bit later, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you, honey.
Find most people that look at our webpage don't know how to push or they don't see the button they're blind.
Well, they see the post for some reason. They don't
post,
see the page.
But they can't push the button.
Nope.
We've been saying this for a long time.
Got to go to break.
A lot of blind folks don't push the like button.
Chris, we're going to break? We come back with our first guest caller.
You there?
Sounds good.
David, can you hear us going to break? Because I can't hear.
No, I think.
There we go.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're blinding on the radio show.
Yeah. Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Need a little
bit.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, hope you can use your finger to dial it, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call. And by the way, for Sherry, who called in from Orlando, Florida, just wanted to tell her, I just checked my Alexa, and she's working fine. I called in from the other room, and sure enough, Alexa was working. So some of the Alexas are working for the station.
Okay.
Kedlin.
All righty. Well, it's my pleasure tonight to introduce our next guest, and it's really, really relevant tonight. And to put it in context, as you know, everybody, we're all going through this pandemic, and we all have certain needs, and we all should be adhering to the idea that we should be wearing masks and whenever we can. And if
a lot of people might not believe in them, man.
Well,
Let's just talk as if we do believe it.
Everybody should be wearing masks. So everybody should be wearing masks.
I would like to introduce tonight, we're very excited to welcome Justin Bloyd. And Justin is the owner of RB Medical Supply in Mentor, Ohio. Welcome, Justin. So happy to have you with us.
Good evening. Thank you both. It's nice to be on this evening.
All righty.
So tell us, if you would, please, why are people, they should be wearing masks, and I hope to goodness gracious they are going to wear a mask for all our sakes. Why would they buy RB Medical? Why? What's so different about RB?
Michael, that's a great question. I appreciate you asked that. You know, there's a lot of reasons why you should buy any product, but I think, you know, first and foremost, we're a small company. We have about 30 employees here in Mono, Ohio, which is just east of Cleveland. And I think I want to answer that question by kind of talking a little bit about what we did before the coronavirus. We were we were consultants for industry and aerospace and medical. And what we would do is we would help organizations improve their processes, make them more efficient. So we would look at their business model and we would find the inefficiencies in it. And we helped many factories improve. And as we were bringing on our own factory, bringing that online, we looked at the same Lean and Lean Six Sigma continuous improvement steps that we've done for others, and we implemented those same processes into our facility. We anticipate being ISO 9001:2015 by the end of this month, which is another standard that manufacturers with good practices should adhere to. And the main reason I would say that you should buy from us, at least, compared to others, is that all of the raw materials are made in the U.S., even down to the nose piece that's inside the mask that folds over the bridge of your nose, the ear loops, the elastics coming from North Carolina, the mask material is coming from the Midwest. So, you know, while we were waiting for our machines to finish building in Michigan, even our machines are from Michigan. So we could have bought Chinese machines, but our business model is, you know, I don't mind spending more for things when I can say that we're making a product that's truly made here in the United States.
Oh, that is tremendous. I stand up and I salute you, because as a manufacturer myself, that's one of the things I used to pride myself, but I was excited. I used to pride myself that all my products were made in USA. And when I went off and I went away from that, I was very sad, and I'm so happy that there's a company still like yourself that's making products in the USA. It's fabulous, fabulous.
Keeping Americans working, too.
So, Justin, tell us a bit about some of the products that the average person like us would be using during the pandemic.
So, during the pandemic, I think especially for some of your listeners, I think it's important to note that the mask, the N95, you want to be wearing that when you're out in public. I know a lot of governors from different states have mandated in one form or the other that you should wear masks when you're out, or you must wear masks when you're out. But I think for your listeners, I think it's important to pair the masks with gloves, because I think when you're out, you just, you know, as you're navigating through your world, I think that you're touching a lot, feeling a lot, using your senses, and you know, I think that you should protect yourself with the gloves along with our N95s. And I wanted to mention that tonight for your listeners, we have a promotional code. It's Beyond 10. So the listeners can go to our website at rbmedicalsupply.com. And on the checkout page, they can use Beyond 10. And that will get them $10 off any purchase of $30 or more.
Terrific.
Nice.
Very nice.
Is that just for tonight? Would that be for a few weeks or just for tonight?
No, that's an open-ended discount code. So if they don't do it tonight or can't do it till next week, that's fine. We're going to keep that code open and do what we can for everyone, you know.
It's very nice. Wonderful. For the people of Blind to Beyond Radio Show. That was very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So tell us about some of the other supplies that you have for PPE.
The other products we have besides, you have masks, and you said you got gloves. What else do you have?
We have a lot of caregivers.
We do. We're making the N95, and we're making the surgical mask, both domestically. All of our hand sanitizer products are made in Utah, so that's a domestic source as well. If there's any listeners that have healthcare workers in the family, maybe they work at a dental office or at a healthcare facility that needs gowns, we have plastic gowns, level ones, that are made just south of Cleveland, actually. So we've really, really tried, as we've pivoted, we've also tried to buy from manufacturers, reputable manufacturers that we've known for a long time that have pivoted as well, that are made in the U.S. You know, my thing is that if we're going to spend money at from my company, we want to make sure it's going to, you know, hardworking folks that are in our local economy and elsewhere in the United States. We also have, if, you know, our N95 mask, it breathes really well. It fits very nicely to the face, but some people with facial hair may not like the mask. They just don't want that heavy feel, you know, when they're breathing. And we have face shields that are made in the U.S. that just there's a piece of foam that goes over, rests nicely on the forehead, and a elastic band that goes around the back of the head. So kind of like a fitted ball cap, if you think about it like that. It fits most head sizes. And one of the other things that we've been doing a lot of is, there was a Fortune 500 company that is bringing all their workers back to work here over the next month or so. And we made 27,300 kits, welcome back to work kits, for their employees. They're shipped to multiple states in the lower 48, but also to 30 different countries. So we are trying to do our part, not just with hand sanitizer, gloves, or gowns, or face shields, but as we see the need arise in different industries for a kit, we will put a kit together. You know, we've got school districts that are making some tough decisions right now between, are children going to be e-learning, or are they going to be taught traditionally at the school? And so for the districts, we're putting together education kits that have hand sanitizer and gloves and masks.
Great
and,
idea.
Yeah, Justin? So, you know, we've really... Yes, ma'am.
Did I read that you're a pilot, or I put two and two together that you're a pilot?
No, I'm not a pilot, actually, but it's funny you mentioned that. My girlfriend, Melissa, actually just surprised me last weekend, and she did buy me a package that I can become a pilot. Actually, I haven't even told anyone in my family that, so if my mother's listening, you know, Mom, don't worry, it'll be fine. But no, ma'am, I wish that I was. I will be.
What did I see then? What was that article about 3 million masks or something in the plane? And what was that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We received a contract from the state of Ohio back in April. And, you know, that was really at the height of the pandemic. And they wanted PPEs as fast as we could get them. So we chartered an Antonov 124. It's the world's second largest cargo jet. The nose opens. And, we brought that plane in with 3 million PPEs on behalf of the state of Ohio and flew that into Rickenbacker Airport. And since then, we've actually shipped over 19 million PPEs domestically.
That's really impressive. And you sound so nice and so sincere, and you really care about you know,
I want to thank you for sponsoring the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Absolutely. Chris, do we have anybody online that has a question for Justin?
If anybody wanted to call in and ask any questions to Justin, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. If you'd like to call in and ask Justin any questions about masks or gloves.
I might say that I won't go into detail, but your prices are so fair. I'm shocked at the pricing.
Very fair.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. We've tried really hard to keep our prices economical, not just for healthcare centers that are buying from us, but, you know, everyone, including consumers, did not budget for this pandemic, right? So they're dipping into money that was maybe saved for home improvement or hospitals for hospital improvements. They're dipping into money that they didn't plan on doing. So we're trying to keep our prices just as economical as possible.
They really are. They really.
I was going to suggest that the prices really are low enough that I was on the site the other day, and people can buy them and give them as gifts, which I think is a kind of a cool idea.
That's a great idea. That's right.
To pass along to.
Yeah, you know, you can buy them as gifts. And, yeah, we've donated quite a bit of masks. Actually, we donated over 70,000 PPEs to the to Minnesota about a month ago. And also, you know, locally here, a lot of first responders, our EMS friends, were kind of struggling to acquire masks. So, you know, we, you know, I have a team that kind of monitors the news, and where we can help, we certainly try to do that.
That is awesome. Even more of a reason to help support you is all the good work you're doing in the community and everything. So I hope people will jump on the website right away and at least look into buying some masks, which you're going to need regardless, you know. But
even if they don't buy the masks, they can buy the gloves. But you know, just going to the site and just educating yourself on what items can protect yourself and protect your family a little bit better. And we have a customer service team that answers phone calls during the weekdays, and they do a good job doing that. So, you know, we're just really trying to do our part right now.
And don't forget now, when you call, go for the discount
beyond 10.
Beyond 10. When you call in and place your order, don't forget your code, Beyond 10.
And it's just RB, R and B as in boy, medicalsupply.com. Such an easy website to remember. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for joining us tonight. And we look forward to having you back again.
Thrilled to have you.
We can do it again. Thank you so much.
We'll bring you back soon. We'll bring you back.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
All right.
For everything you're doing.
Thank you all. And thank you for what you're doing for your community as well. I think it's really awesome.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Nate. And hello to Nate. A shout out to Nate. We're going to break. We'll come back with our first trivia of the night. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our first trivia.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone I'm going to call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I was so impressed with Justin Beloit from RB Medical, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And you know what?
Guy.
You'll be surprised. Those prices they have are really, it's not that expensive.
No price gouging on that website.
No, he's not. A lot of places rip people off. Mm-hmm. Not ripping people off at all. Very, very good prices for their gloves. And people, you know, besides wearing masks, if you are people like myself and David that are blind, you should have on gloves because you're touching everything. And when you start touching everything, you should protect yourself wearing gloves.
Yeah, the first thing you're going to do when you touch something is a lot of times people reach up to your face, you know, and then you're not doing any good. Having gloves can really make a big difference.
And you're a strong believer in wearing the mask, David. I know that.
I'm a huge, huge believer in that. Even if you don't care about the other person, you're helping the economy by wearing a mask, and you're hurting it by not wearing one.
I like what you said. You're a patriot. You're a patriot. David says you're a patriot when you wear a mask.
Well, you are, because you are helping the economy.
All right. If you don't, it sets us two steps back, and then we'll never get back to normal.
That's true.
Yep. So what's going on?
Right now, we're going to trivia time. Trivia time. We're going to trivia time. Who is singing this song? Chris, you're there. Let's go. Trivia time.
Actually, you can answer two things. You can answer the name of the group or the name of a person. Either one is okay with this song.
People, who's singing this song? There's a train coming. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
To hear the divas humming, don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Love this song.
I love listening to Chris singing with it.
So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among us the most.
All right, that'll probably be good enough to get the people enticed.
Okay,
I know this.
Okay,
I know that some of my friends will bail me out on this one.
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
The people get ready.
Anybody know?
There's a train coming.
That's Chris Shaw singing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The famous Chris Shaw. when he was a baby.
Yeah, that's one of them classic jams right there that you just listen to. It's like on a wind down Sunday period too. That's a wind down Sunday jam.
I never get tired of that voice either.
Come on now, come on.
So,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So we have a caller in the meantime. We have a caller on the line while we're waiting for the other callers.
Okay. Yes,
Who's the caller on the line?
Let's go over to the great city of Winter Park, Florida, where Winter Park is a lot going on, and it's always busy, especially with this gentleman in town. Gary, how you doing, boss?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gary, you got some steaks ready for me right now?
Gary!
I do. Well, I was calling on the influential people, and we already had, of course, JFK, which was very influential, and we cannot forget in the same error, Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes, was the first one I thought about, absolutely, but I brought up Jackie Robinson. Very good guy. I'm glad you brought him up. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Martin Luther King, absolutely. All right, guys, have a good show.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later.
I've got to mention one.
So you just wait a second, David. So, Gary, you just won yourself a pack of remask.
Oh, terrific! I can use those, of course. I firmly believe in wearing a mask.
Yep, RB Medical Supply.
Thanks a whole lot. We'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Gary will be styling and profiling the N95.
Does Chris have my address?
We'll figure it out, Gary.
You guys know where I live. Anyway, Gary. Oh, boy. We really got your number.
Yeah, you got my number. I know that. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
For how many more people, Michael, can qualify?
One.
One more. We have room for one.
Three.
More.
You said three.
Oh, make it four. It's so important. Make
okay,
it
four.
Right.
Okay.
This is a giving time, right?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
just gonna throw myself in. I got the mask. But another influential person that impacted the world. Not because of just his celebrity, not because of his singing career. But it's just the mere fact that no matter what he did, he always went out and he helped somebody else along the way. The person I'm talking about is none other than one of the best entertainers that could ever hit the stage was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson shocked
a lot
of people.
He did change the world, I have to say
across
that.
Across the world, through the style of his music, the way he pulled. You can go anywhere and everybody was falling out for Michael Jackson.
I'll tell you something. Where I was thinking about the change society, which he did, was Michael Jackson's record company. That also changed the world.
Yes. Tremendously.
I'll tell you, he changed the world society for blind people, and that's Helen Keller. Helen Keller did awful lot for evening the playing field and for just making people realize that blind people can do a lot of the same things that sighted people can. So.
Was she the first person that was blind that came out?
Blind and deaf.
Well, she was certainly the most famous one and developed all kinds of teaching methods and stuff to be able to teach. And like you said, Lynn, being blind and deaf at the same time is a double whammy and certainly adds a lot more challenges than just being blind. So she changed a lot of lives, you know.
So, Chris, do we have anybody on the line?
Not right now.
Song? Do you want to have David play something now?
Yeah.
David,
can you
up
play?
For it?
Up the playing something, David?
Well, let's see. I can quick grab something here. Yeah, hang on a second. Let's see here. All right. I think I'm ready. I wasn't prepared for because
Right
I thought
now?
It was going to be it. It,
oh.
Yeah. That, yeah. It, later. But that's all right. Let's see.
Well, maybe
let's
see if I can.
Hopefully this will come across.
It sounds great. It really
all
does.
All right. Well, let's see what happens anyway.
Thank you.
come like a dog. And the policeman come, I don't you tell him to close all of the good time road. Come to the good time road. Don't care if you roll, let the good time roll. Let the good time roll.
That
was great,
good.
Mr. Hillebrand. Yes, that was tremendous.
You wanted something upbeat, right?
Yes,
all
we
right.
did. So did anybody call in for trivia yet?
David
Song. Chris. Yo, Chris, you there?
It's time for a restroom break.
No.
I think we lost.
No, listen. We're going to take a journey over to Beaumont, Texas. I didn't get a chance. Is this your first time calling into the show?
This is my first time calling into the show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, men and women from Beaumont, Texas.
Welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Ken,
hello, Beaumont.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you all. Michael reached out to me on LinkedIn, and I have not returned the call, but I wanted to listen in first to see, listen to what goes on the radio, and I'm enjoying your show this evening. My name is Kenneth Simeon.
Thank you so much. What's your name? Yeah. What's your name?
Kenneth Simeon Sr.
All right.
Mr. Simeon, good to have you with us, man.
Yes.
Did you know the trivia song that we played?
I did. The song was by the Impressions, but I actually was thinking about calling in about someone who has made a difference, as you stated earlier. But that song
was
by the
Impressions. You just won the Impressions. That was Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions.
You are
right.
You just
won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. A $10 gift card from Subway. So, okay. So now we don't usually do this, but for our first time caller, we'll do it. First time caller. That's one good thing when you're the host. I can make a determination. Yes. So now who would you say as a first time caller, who would you say impressed you over your lifetime? Or that you know of somebody
big influencer.
Right now, yes. Being that we're about to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, I'm thinking about two guys that have made a huge difference that played a part in beginning all of what would be in place today for people with disabilities to live independently, and that's Lex Fridin and Justin Dart. Those guys there, they're a team that worked hard to bring the ADA into place.
So can you tell us what they did? Because I'm not familiar with them myself, and I think I'd definitely be interested in knowing.
Well, if you actually do any research on the web about the Americans with Disabilities Act, you'll know that Justin Dart, they actually have called him pretty much the father of that idea, and he worked for a long time as an advocate for people with disabilities, and had a disability of his own. And these two guys, Lex Friedman is a University of Texas professor. He's still doing things today, although they helped with the language. Justin Dart was actually a chair of the National Disability Institute, and it's a program that they had where they actually worked on coming up with the language for the ADA. And so it's good to read about Justin Dart and Lex Friedman to get more knowledge about that.
I'm going to, for sure, man. I appreciate that. And they weren't politicians either. They were just people that were advocates and wanted to do something to make a difference.
That's correct. That is correct.
Well, thank you so much.
I will send him.
See, you learn something new every day here on the Blind and Beyond show. And you're a first-time caller, so please call back again.
I'll continue to listen in, and thank you all for what you do.
And by the way, for all the folks who are listening for the first time and haven't called in, you can go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We have more than 200 shows. We archive when the show's over, we archive it all. So all the shows, we've been on the air for 5 years, they're all archived. We archive all of them. They're on our page, websites. I'll say it again, the webpage, blind, and don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our
Guess
page.
What? I've been
to
your website several times, and I saved it in a document with details about the radio I'm listening to on my Amazon Alexa now. And but I've been to your website, and I'll go back and read, listen to archives. I haven't done that part, but I have listened to. I just went through all the website when I first heard from you connecting, asking to connect on LinkedIn a few weeks back.
Yeah, when you're up real late at night or something and you can't sleep, that's a good place to go, man.
Very good.
Better than watching the terrible TV.
Definitely.
And make sure you give your address to Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, don't forget the address. We can send him. We got to send him two things. Now we got a gift card from Subway, $10 gift card from Subway, and he gets his mask.
Thank you. So
I got
much
you covered.
Yay.
Okay. Chris took my information already. Thank you all, and continue to do the great work you're doing. Okay.
Thank you,
Mr.
So
Beaumont.
Much.
Appreciate
that, buddy. It pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show, even from Beaumont, Texas.
Yes. Yes. Take care now.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that. That is awesome.
So he guessed your song.
Yeah, let's go to our second
well,
tribute.
I don't know if we have
Chris.
Five of. I thought we were talking about John Lewis tonight.
Okay.
We got 5 minutes to talk about that.
Okay. So...
So, Chris,
let's
talk a little bit.
Yeah, I would like to know Chris's feelings about this.
Let's talk about John Lewis before we go to trivia.
John Lewis is come from a large family. Born February 21st, 1940, was an American politician and civil rights leader who served in the United States House of Congress. Siblings, 8. So, therefore, he made 9. It was 9 people. That Mr. Lewis grew up in a house with. But in spite of all of that, not only was he a civil rights leader who served in the United States House of Representatives for Georgia's 5th Congressional District from 1987 until his death, Lewis also served as the chairman for the Students Nonviolent Coordinating Committee from 1963 to 1966. He's a member of the Democratic Party. Lewis was first elected into Congress in 1986 and served for 17 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. This, due to the length of service, he became known as the Dean of Georgia Congressional Delegation. The district he served included the northern three quarters of Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, just a brief synopsis of John Lewis, civil rights leader, who left us this past week due to natural causes.
But I understand, Chris Shaw, that his first name, John, was not his given name. His real name is Robert.
Robert.
His family calls him Robert.
Uh-huh.
Robert. His family calls him Robert.
John
he was given
Robert
the
Lewis.
Name John after the famous bridge situation.
Over in Selma,
definitely
Alabama.
Known
Selma,
as John
Alabama.
Lewis.
After it was known from John.
Yeah, and truly respected by both sides of the aisle. I mean, you never hear a person say a bad word about him. He stuck by his values. He had some very, very strong
morals and values that he stuck with, and he stuck by his word. And he was always respected by, like I said, both sides.
And he was always against violence, always against violence.
Well, you know, we say a civil rights leader, but the biggest thing he did, especially getting rid of the getting the equal rights of voting laws is the biggest thing in 65 when they put that thing through. He was pretty much the main guy responsible for it. And of course, the peaceful protesting in Selma.
He almost lost his life.
Yep. He was brutally beaten, and regardless, he still believed in nonviolence and staying the course, and he did. I mean, he truly changed people's lives. Not just black people, though. Everybody benefits from equal rights for everyone, and same with the voting. We want everybody to be
very active, and the gun, you know, he was trying to get the guns passed, gun laws.
Yep, he was active until the end, pretty much. So
it's nice. It's really a miracle that he got to stand on the sign that they, you know, they painted the Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
That he got to see that. That was really truly amazing. He lived to see that.
Yep, just in time for sure.
Gone but not forgotten.
That's right.
Well, people never forget him.
Though there are certain people in our society that will benefit, or not so much as benefit, but they will always be remembered. I don't care what year it is. I don't care how many decades ago it was. I don't even care how many centuries ago it was. But there will always be those persons, John Lewis is one of them, that will be always remembered by everybody.
I got one.
The way he spoke, too, was amazing. I mean, when you would hear him do a public speak, it didn't sound like a speech. It really sounded like he was talking to you, very plain speaking, and, you know, not a bunch of flowery stuff. He knew how to get to you, get to your heart.
Here's one trivia. There's two men that changed basketball, both of them black, on opposite sides. They were not on the same team. There used to always be big, big rivalries. Their teams and themselves.
But this is,
you know what I'm talking about?
This is just,
are you really going to go? Mike, you cannot go there with me. Mike, you can't do stuff
there.
Like that. Mike, that's
let me
see.
Have
to talk about
let me see if you know what I'm talking about. Let me see what I'm talking about. Two men that were great. I'll give you a hint. They both were, well.
No. Just leave it like that. Oh. Just leave it like that, Mike. Just leave it like that. Because everybody knows this. It's the top of the hour.
All right. Saved by the bell.
Give him time to think about it.
Yep. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Hope you can call in.
Grab something to eat. Use the restroom.
1680. Just me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show.